getting so much energy. I feel great, man. How about that? What a show we're gonna have today. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego, Mr. Button, all the way up to the top. I'm here with my co-host, you know, who's Foxy Fine, Miss Tifflebot. What's up with you this week, Tiff?
That is the best and funniest thing anyone's ever said. I feel, you know what? I was okay, but now, great.
Now I'm so happy to make that happen,
feeling
man.
Good, feeling great.
So, man, what are we doing this week? We're talking about, we got some G.I. Joe news, man. And what else are we doing? Well, we got some G.I. Joe news.
And G.I. Joe's.
We have some Tracy, is that it? Trace? Is that the name of the?
Is that how you? Okay, this is so stupid. But it is not Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I forgot which country it's from. Is it Puerto Rico?
Oh, is it? I couldn't tell. It's an anime trailer, y'all. We can own some anime.
Yes, and the reason about. I wondered if it was, is it called Trace? Is that how they spell three?
Oh, I thought they called the girl Tracy in the thing.
Oh shit! Excuse moi.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's an anime thing, y'all.
Doing over here.
We'll be talking about that. And Star Wars dropped a little news, so we're gonna talk about that a little bit, man. Oh, dark comedy we're doing this week, right? A dark comedy countdown.
Yeah, like a hybrid comedy hybrid list. So if you wanted to, you could do like dramedy.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling we'll probably have gone the same route.
Okay, well.
A little bit. I thought that, okay, full disclosure, everyone listening. I made Montego do this list, and then I fucking struggled to make this list. I was like, what? I cannot even think of a fucking single thing. So I'm excited to hear what you put on your list.
Top four comedy hybrids. That's what we're doing. And I thought it was going to be a struggle, but then once I started, I was like, oh, it's not so hard. Okay, so yeah. But I could see you struggling doing it because it's like, whoa, wait a minute. And the big daddy for the day is Zack Snyder's Army of Darkness starring Drax. Forgot his name.
Oh, my God. I was...
Dave Bautista.
Last night I was like Dave Bautista. I kept saying his name over, and as soon as you're like, I forget his name, I'm like, fuck, I don't remember his name either.
Oh,
he looks like a fucking, I don't know, like, you know those raisins that are like golden raisins?
You talking about his hairline?
No, it fucking looks like that. It's so gross. Oh, I don't, no offense to anyone whose head looks like that, but gross.
Oh, shit.
Why does his head look like that?
He got a meaty head. He just got some meat up there.
Why is your head so meaty?
He got a meaty head up there.
And it's all, it like comes to a point. He looks like a, I don't know, like an anime character.
Well, he's in a so movie, pointy. Tiff.
Tiny head on top of that massive body.
We're going to talk about that. That's Zack Snyder's. I think it's the first one out of the gate since he had that tragedy. You know, he did the Justice League stuff. And so this is the first full production. So that's the show for this week, Tiff. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, of course.
Let's go. We're back. It's social media time, Tiff. Tell people how they can reach our fantastic show.
Okay, so our main hub is fansandpatrol.com. That's going to be the easiest way for you to access us. Otherwise, get to us on social media at fansandpatrol on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube and listen to us on your favorite listening platform.
Indeed, man. And I ordered some t-shirts, Tiff, from the t-shirt shop. You can get that
How
link.
Are they?
Oh, they haven't even come yet. That's so I'm not...
Shit, sorry.
No, I'm waiting for with the people. I'm going to tell them, you know, like, hey, the shirts turned out good or they bad, you know, so... So, yeah, man, we don't want no more mishaps and stuff, you know, but...
More shitty shirts.
Yeah, I bought some stuff from TeePublic before. I bought a Soul Wizard and a Superhero Speak shirt, and they turned out fine. But, you know, I just want to be cautious. Anyway. So, man, that's the social media. Those are the t-shirts. Let's get into the news, man.
All right.
First up to Batman, there's some Star Wars news. The Rangers of the New Republic... If you guys remember, we reported on this a while ago with all the shows that was coming out on the Disney's streaming services. And the Rangers of the New Republic was kind of mysterious. Nobody really knew exactly what it was gonna be about until, you know, they said that it was going to be at the exact same time period as The Mandalorian. So then everybody's ears perked up like, Now, I don't know if this is actual facts or is, it sounds really factual that the show has been canceled. I know that that has happened because it was supposed to be Gina Carano's show, you know, her Ranger character. And since she was running that yap when when Keeping It Real went wrong, you know, the show is canceled. And, you know, they thought that maybe they were thinking about like replacing her character with another big strong woman. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're doing that now. What do you think about these developments, Tiff?
Well, this said that they weren't sure.
Yeah, I read other articles that said that it was,
could not be. Yeah. They weren't sure. And I think that's always like, well, here's the thing. One of two things is it's potential that they were like, you know, there's a lot of shows that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And she fucked up. It's not necessary for the canon. Do you know what I mean? Like it could exist or it could not exist and it won't hurt the timeline any, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just a side story.
Yeah.
And so like potentially they were like, hey, we're already behind anyway. Let's just that's what they like temporarily shelve something.
Yeah.
When they like aren't ready to say that they're going to cancel it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because I think the show was, and I could be totally wrong. I think it was born out of the popularity of the character. You know, just sure. Like the Ahsoka Tano show, you know, it's like it got really popular and it's, let's write more. So if that's the case, I do have something to say about this, man. You know, I liked the character on the show, but I had no desire to see all her, you know what I'm saying? That character, she's an interesting character. It wasn't mm-hmm. that damn interesting. And I saw him setting it up like she got the badge. She was supposed to be the Ranger, the Marshal and stuff. And it was like, okay, I guess. But I wasn't super excited to see, you know, her alone. You know, she just wasn't that damn interesting to me. It was a great character, but I wasn't like, more of this. So I'm not even going to miss this, you know. So
yeah,
if it goes away, it goes away.
I think more than anything, I didn't really even watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So I
shame. Just, not, shame.
I know.
Shame.
Listen,
shame.
Listen, everyone listening. I understand that. Shame. It's a very important thing and blah, blah, blah.
Shame.
We've already established on the show that I'm not the world's biggest Star Wars fan.
Shame.
So, sorry, everybody. I mean, I like it, but I'm not like rushing out to watch anything. And then I kind of have this problem where if I don't do something right away, I'm probably not going to do it.
Oh, really? I never noticed that after all.
You. The only thing that I can take away from this article is a slight, like a very minute concern mm-hmm. that this is going to happen a lot more in the next coming months up to a year where studios and channels and stuff say like, you know, we're behind, we're backed up. Some stuff's not going to make it.
100% guarantee this is going to happen. But this is a little odd and a little bit out of that box because they just announced all this last year. You know what I'm saying? In the pandemic, they was like, this is what we got coming. And, you know, we're going all streaming heavy. And so it's kind of funny that they backed up that quick. But it's, you know, Star Wars is always doing that, you know, always. You know, have shows like they had this a live action Star Wars show coming out back when Phantom Menace was being made. George Lucas was announcing that, you know, and it took what damn near 20 years for it to come out. How old is the Phantom Menace? You know,
it came out, I think maybe when I was in high school or middle school.
See what I'm saying? It took a long time. Woo! It took a long Woo! Time. Shoot. Anyway, man.
Problems right here in River City.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about this anime.
Okay.
So
I picked this not necessarily because I know that you're super into animation, which you're not, which we've already discussed, mm-hmm. because this is a more, I don't know, it kind of has like, you know what it kind of looks like? Batman Beyond.
Oh,
the style
yeah,
of animation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that. I can see it. Especially his face, yeah, the way he's drawn. It's the main character. Yeah, McGinnis.
It's just that, so this is just an animated adaptation of a very popular comic book from, where's it from?
I don't know.
Filipino. It's from the Philippines, excuse me. And so...
Hence the Spanish. That makes sense.
Go right.
Ahead. Mm-hmm.
So it's just about this girl who fights monsters in her town. And so this kind of article kind of drove parallel to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But with like the monsters that are regional, like to their culture. So like... I didn't see anything that I was like, oh, Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's just kind of like badass chick anime, right?
Yeah, and they said Buffy the Vampire the Killer. I haven't seen it, so maybe they know something I don't. I got huge Constantine vibes when I saw this, you know. Mm. And I was like, "That's." I was like, "Oh, this is like Constantine, but with a girl in someplace else." You know, especially with the conversations that she was having with the monsters and stuff. So that's the vibe that I got, especially because it's all demonic and stuff like that. Everything is like demons and stuff. And so,
yeah,
no, I'm not an anime fan, but you know what? I want to see this. If this was available today, I would probably get off the show right now and watch it because it looks...
Give it a little try.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, man. You know, it looks...
Definitely one shot it for sure.
Yeah, it's not a series, right? It's a movie, right?
I thought it was a series.
Oh, well, shit. I didn't read that.
I could be mistaken.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it again. I just knew this was a movie.
I don't think, maybe it doesn't say anything about whether it's a movie or a show.
I'm looking through the article now, and I don't see any mention if it was a movie or a show. So who knows what the hell this is? But it looks good, man. I mean, the animation.
Oh, it's an animated series. So it is a series.
So it's like Castlevania then, you know. I enjoyed that. The new season of that is out. I haven't watched that. So I don't watch too many animes, but every once in a while I get on.
Right. And this is like not anime, I guess I would say, because it's by Netflix. So it's not, and what I mean by that is it's not like in a stat, like most of the time, if not all of the time, I could be wrong, when an anime is made into a show, like an anime.
You
in
about
Japan,
to be an anime
it had a
snob
comic first. What?
Are you turning into an anime snob here?
No, I'm just saying that like I think like it's for some people it's even weird that we even differentiate between Japanese animation and American animation, because theoretically we should just call it all animation because that's what it is.
It's that style though, y'all can't.
It does have a style.
Y'all cannot ignore the style. Get out of here. It's,
right.
You know.
But I'm just saying that like, therefore, it's not necessarily like what makes something an anime. Is it just the style? Is it the region that it comes from?
No.
You know what I mean? Like I am not. By any means. Now, I want to talk about the thing. So, I know that sometimes when we're on the show, we like to give you a little behind the scenes information.
Mm-hmm.
So, I made the show notes this week, and when I sent them to Montego, he was like, add this, and I was like, no. And then, so we added the Snake Eyes trailer.
Yes.
And actually, it's the best part of the news this week.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so good. You guys, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I will end up liking this movie when it actually comes out. And I don't have any particular feelings about G.I. Joe necessarily. Like, I never really watched the animated G.I. Joe.
Ah!
And Jesus
Shame.
Christ.
That hurt.
I think it came out before Shame. I was born.
Ah!
Anyway, so I haven't really watched that, so I'm not like super married to any of the mythology to it or anything like that.
Yes.
This just looks like a good action film to me.
Yes, yes.
Like, I think if they hadn't put G.I. Joe on there,
yeah,
and they just called it Snake Eyes, you probably people would get it, because a lot of people like Montego know a lot about that kind of stuff. But I wouldn't have. I would be like, oh, there must just be something in the movie.
Hey, do you remember when they used to do that all the time? They wouldn't have the rights for something, that they wouldn't put all the elements of a character into a, like a movie. And you'd be like, I think he's supposed to be so-and-so. but they would never say it because, you know, they would get sued if they did. You know what I'm saying? So it was always like something. They used to do that shit a lot when I was a kid, you know. Oh, this is just like so-and-so. Anyway.
Well, you know what it kind of reminds me? This is not the same thing. But like, you ever go to like Big Lots and they have like...
the knockoff thing.
Yeah, it's not Little Mermaid. It's Little Fish Girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, do I want to watch this?
Yeah.
Kind of? Do I want to see the train wreck?
Yep.
Because like, I'm kind of one of those people that like if there's an accident on the highway or whatever, and someone's like, the only reason everyone's going so slow is because they're rubbernecking. That's me. I'm like getting mad that people are rubbernecking this accident. But then when I get up by it, I'm like, well, I'm gonna take a look. Because I'm trash.
Oh, trash. Shoot. Shit, man. I'm in, man. I've been waiting to see this trailer. I was surprised that the trailer came out as fast as it did. And, you know, they announced that this fella was going to be Snake Eyes a while ago, you know. And so I don't know anything about this guy. You do? You say he's on Crazy Rich Asians or something like that?
Yeah, he's in the movie Crazy Rich Asians. He's also in the movie A Simple Favor.
Okay.
So he's been in like a bit of, and he might be in a show, but I don't know what show.
Yeah, well, I'm digging it, man. You know, I Snake Eyes, man. Now, the first G.I. Joe movie was terrible. It came on Netflix. I watched it last week again. I was like,
that's got like Josh Duhamel in it, right?
No. It has, what's the pretty boy?
The G.I. Joe.
No, what's the pretty boy? What's the pretty boy? What's the pretty boy? What's his name?
Oh, Josh Duhamel.
No. Damn it. Chantum, how you say his name?
Channing Tatum.
He was in that, and they had the second movie. They had The Rock was in it, and like, yeah, Bruce Willis. It was better than the first one, but they just weren't good movies, man. And I don't know. So now they have Snake Eyes by itself, and I think this is what they need to do, Tiff. The thing about G.I. Joe is it's so many good characters, but it's so many. You know what I'm saying? And so you can't try to put all of them on there. The best thing they could do is do these anthology movies, just this one character, like Special Missions and stuff like that. It'd make a real good TV show where you just have the different characters that's near and dear to people's hearts coming in and going on their special mission with them. But all this kung fu action with the swords is my stuff, Tiff. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. All on top of the car, just beating ass. That's all.
Yeah, I like the swords and stuff.
That's all I want to see. That's it. Give me 2 hours of that, and I'm great.
I actually probably won't even mind a bad movie if they keep the action up the whole time.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah,
man.
Just distract me. Make me feel less like the world is shit by stabbing people.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm excited, man. I want to see some more. You know.
Yeah,
but I'm in. I wonder when this movie's gonna come out. You know, pandemic movies have been something, right? Because they'll be like, "Yeah, we're gonna film this," and then they're like, 3 days later, "Yeah, we're done filming." <You know? laughs> Comes out in 2 weeks, guys. You know, so yeah,
it's probably because they don't have to have a lot of extras, or they can't have a lot of extras. So there's not like a lot of like,
yeah,
shit happening where you're like, yeah.
And just for the record, Snake Eyes was my favorite Joe. It was not.
Oh, me. Shit.
Snake Eyes. Wait, and then it was
you
Flint.
Called them Joes? My favorite Joe.
Joe's. Yeah. Joe's. G.I. Joe's. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yo, Joe. I like Flint too, but they had Flint in the second movie. He was terrible. So whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. What y'all doing?
Somebody save me. Yeah. Somebody save me from this podcast where I have to talk about G.I. Joe's and Transformers.
So anyway, man, that's it for the news. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. All right, man, it's time for the list, man. You never heard this show before. It's something we've been doing, more recently. We're doing a little mini countdown of the top or the worst or whatever. This is the top four. What is this? Dark comedy, hybrid comedy.
Hybrid comedies, or yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this was Tiff's idea. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was going to be a struggle until I started doing it. And then it was like, oh, yeah. Oh, I kind of like that movie. Oh, yeah, I like that movie too, you know. So, Tiff.
Yes.
Let's start out with the list. We're going to start with the least. So, we're going to start with number four and work our way to the best. What you got for number four?
So, my number four is a Netflix movie called The Babysitter.
Really? I never heard of this. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty popular amongst, like, if you watch, like, so you know how Netflix kind of like rearranges your feed?
Yes.
Depending on what you watch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch like a lot of horror, or a certain type of horror, this movie gets recommended a lot. And it actually was really popular. They have a second one. It's just like an 80s. It's not set in the 80s. But it's kind of like a spoof on like that kind of
Parents Are Gone
horror. Right. So like there's a babysitter and she's hot and she comes to babysit this guy, this kid. I don't know how old he is. Maybe a little too, like he thinks he's too old to have a babysitter.
Yeah.
And then it turns out she's in a satanic cult.
Oh shit.
And it's pretty funny, right? It's like tongue in cheek referencing to like older movies, which it's pretty fun. It's worth a watch. Since it's on Netflix, it's only like an hour and 40 minutes or less.
So. I heard Babysitter and I just started thinking of one of my favorite babysitting movies because I have so many babysitting movies.
Adventures in Babysitting, is that what you're thinking of?
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it to death.
That's a very good movie.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, my number four.
Give me number four.
I went the horror route on this one. Gremlins, man. Indeed.
Oh, shit. I didn't really think about that. Like, it is kind of a horror comedy.
Yes, yeah, a horror comedy. You know, them damn things was just ridiculously funny, man, in some of them damn scenes, man. Like when they just running around with the popcorn bags on their ears, that it's hilarious to
That's
me.
That's my favorite gremlin, is the one in the fucking theater who's like, ha, ha,
yeah, just laughing. The fucking That's what I'm saying.
I honestly reference myself all the time. Like, if I'm, sometimes I'll just send a picture of that to somebody and be like, it's me.
I like the one that had the ski mask. I send that to people a lot. Oh, shit.
That's good. But yeah. Is Gremlins a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
It's a Christmas movie, man.
100% Christmas movie.
100%. It was during Christmas time. They had the girl with the girl with all the bad horror stories and stuff. I don't know why he liked her monkey ass. And, you know,
he liked her because some people like the macabre.
I guess she was macabre as hell too.
She was like this bad stuff happened.
My dad went up the chimney and broke his neck, and we were cooking up. You know, God,
fuck
damn,
yeah, what a fucking shit
would
show.
You like some annihilators right. or something?
You need to see a psychiatrist.
Whoa. No, I love Gremlins, man. It's definitely, I watch it at least once a year around Christmas, just and it cracks me up like always. So, yeah, I love Gremlins. That's my number four.
Mine are all horror.
Oh, really? No, mine go the other route now.
So, number
three. Yes.
Is Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. Really?
Yes.
Now, oh.
I think it's a very funny. For the most part, it does for me tend to fall apart towards the end. It's much more funny in the beginning. And that's kind of why it's not as high on my list. But I do think it kind of was a pivotal movie for this specific genre.
No, that's actually great. I mean, I hated the partner in that movie so bad. He got on my nerves so much, messing stuff up. I just wanted to slap the shit. I felt like everybody else in that movie, like, his ass got to go.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense to me.
No, that's a very good one. Yeah, you know, I'm late to the party with that movie. I just saw it for, you know.
I know, I made you watch it.
Yeah, so it's on our Patreon, y'all. We did that movie, man.
$1, all this good content.
I know, check that out. So, holy man, shit. My number three, John Travolta starring Get Shorty, man. That movie, man.
Nice.
Now, you talking about, it's a dark comedy.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that movie.
So damn funny. Danny DeVito's in it. Rene Russo's in that movie. So many great characters. So many F's up. Delroy Lindo had a really big part in that, you know? I mean, just a bunch of criminals who were just all terrible. they were all terrible people. Yeah. And the whole movie was just one crook trying to outsmart the other one. And it's just, you know, it's just so much fun, man. Gene Hackman was in that damn movie. I mean, wow. They put everybody in it. The Rock was in that movie and played a role that was phenomenal. What's his name? Dennis Farina? He's passed. It was so good. So many people. But if you ever get a chance to check that out, go check that out. That's a bunch of fun. So, Tiff, your number two.
Number two is Zombieland.
I thought about Zombieland.
Yeah, you know, I think that I put it on my list mostly, which is really weird because, like, I mean, I've seen it a few times, but I haven't watched it in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wonder if I would feel the same about it today. But I do remember there's only, like, a few movies, even though I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a handful of movies that I can remember being so surprised by. Like, that. Not in the way that they were, like, good or that whatever, but that I enjoyed them as much as I did.
No, that movie was really well done, man. I mean, the pacing, the timing, the jokes, the comedy, it was really, really well done. Even the special
effects.
But I
remember when it came out, I was like, I don't care, like, you know what I mean. But then I saw, I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is really good. That's the same way that I felt about the first Iron Man movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when it first came out, I remember Mike was like, do you want to go see Iron Man? And I was like, sure. Like, I think, like, I wasn't like, yeah, like, let's go see Iron Man. I was like, we didn't have anything. It was like Saturday. We didn't have anything to do. So we went and saw it.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
I just remember being like, wow, that was so fucking good. Do you know what I mean? Like, those kind of experiences where, like, you leave the theater and you're shocked by how much you enjoyed something.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of put it on there.
And speaking of going back to Zombieland, then they messed it up and made the second one.
Didn't see it. Not gonna.
Nah. If you, it's just like Coming to America.
Yeah, I don't want something to be retroactively ruined for me.
Yep. Yep, that's how I felt about Coming to America. And it wasn't the most terrible movie I've seen, but it was just more of the same. I mean, you know, they didn't really do anything new. And it was just like, yeah. Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like when you make so- when you're cooking something and you just like, you're like, ah, a little bit more salt. And then you're like, ah, it's fucking ruined. Because you can't take the salt back. It's in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, my number two, Tiff.
Yes.
Hot Fuzz. In the
okay, listen, I didn't realize that qualified. I fucking love that movie. You know I do.
What all that death and destruction and
well, it's like it's I guess it's a procedural comedy, right? Oh. And also horror. Again, there's like horror elements.
It was a dark ass comedy. People were getting destroyed
so
in that movie.
Fucking good. Go on, tell me why you love it.
Houses blowing up whilst I walk down the street. Well, first of all, Danny was my favorite character in the whole thing,
which is so funny because he's the one you hate the most. And the other one,
oh, he was so good. He was just,
but he's
so
lovable. And Nick Frost as a person is actually really lovable as well. I mean, not you should never see the way a person acts in a movie and be like, oh, that person's blue, because obviously that's crazy. People thought,
yeah.
But like, some people are assholes in real life, and he seems genuinely nice. Which
well,
is good.
And we never know, so. You know,
that's true. That's why I said seems.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's not like the like about this movie? I actually thought it was going to be on your list as number one, Tiff. But I it's just it took me forever to see that movie. I just saw it
again,
on our Patreon.
I made watch.
Right. We did it on our Patreon. And many great characters. It was written so well. I mean, what character didn't you like in this movie? You even like the bad guys. The bad guys.
Yeah, you're like, they're perfect bad guys. Yeah. They're silly.
Yeah. I mean, you had Filch in there with all them guns in that barn and shit. That shit was hilarious. He was like, I didn't know. What, he had like a sea mine in there?
He had a sea mine. I really do like that scene because he has a heavy accent for the area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You right. Don't understand what
you're
saying.
Another guy who has a different heavy accent from a different area, and they can understand each other. But so it gets translated through like four people.
Yeah.
It's really funny. It's really clever and
yes,
very fun.
So good. But Tiff, the deaths made it super dark. Super
right.
dark.
The very dark comedy. You yeah. are correct. Mm-hmm. And before we do our number ones,
let's
take
yeah.
a minute to discuss the genre of dark comedy, period.
Okay.
I mostly like movies, and I think probably you don't realize it, but maybe you do. Probably feel the same. Where they don't tell me it's a dark comedy. They probably aren't even billing it as a dark comedy. The only movies I've ever seen that build themselves as a dark comedy, where they're like, oh, actually, we're a dark comedy, have been garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Normally, it gets that brand afterwards.
Right.
You know.
They make the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Potentially genre-defying, right? Yeah. They don't know where to put it. So then people are like, oh, it's this.
Yeah, and my number one was definitely one of those movies. I can't wait to talk about it. Because that was it came out as one way. And then once they started doing an interview circus, they was like, this is pretty dark. Right, they're like, yeah, got it, you know. It's like, yeah, you're absolutely right with that one. Excellent point.
Because, like, there's some movies that I've seen that were like, it's a dark comedy, like, before it even came out. And then I watched it, I was like, this movie
was
sucks nuts.
Bull
I'm not
going to
fucking sit here. Yeah, it might be dark, quote unquote, but it ain't. Isn't a comedy. So, my number one is actually a movie I saw recently.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Ooh, I never heard it. That's your number one.
And I've so maybe you all know this. Super into werewolves. Everyone is listening.
Oh,
this
I
is
like
a werewolf
too.
Movie. What?
I like werewolves too. Werewolves.
Yeah. So
too.
This is a werewolf movie. And it's got like an interesting twist, which I appreciate, but it's also, again, this is another movie that like, I saw it randomly, or maybe Mike had seen it randomly on a streaming service to rent. And
number
I was like,
one.
Let's watch it.
Wow.
And we were like, we watched it and I wasn't expecting much. I was like, this is going to suck. Watched it. Fucking loved it. Loved it so much. We went out and bought the Blu-ray, right? We bought it on.
Wow.
Amazon.
The Wolf of Snow Hollow? Is
the
that
Wolf
the
of Snow Hollow. Wow. It's very funny. It's also interesting. It's well acted, but it's an kind of an independent movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely check it out if you guys are interested in that kind of stuff.
And well, shit.
We could do it for...
Putting in your number one is amazing. Goodness gracious.
We could do it for a Patreon.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we do that? Yeah. Okay.
So.
You're gonna hate my number one, but it's my it's my number one comedy in the world. This movie makes me laugh no matter how many times I've ever seen this movie. Say what?
Is it Mars Attacks?
No, it's the Cable Guy.
Man. Holy shit. Listen, I've never seen that movie, but I am fucking surprised that it's your number one. It just doesn't seem like your number one.
It is my number one comedy of all time, period.
Holy
ever.
Shit.
I love that movie. I can watch it right now, and I will be cracking up, and it wouldn't be fun. You would be like, damn, he didn't see that. How many? And he's still laughing. Yes. When that movie came out, it was another Jim Carrey film. You know, that's when he was Jim Carrey. And they were like, This is a little dark, huh? You know, and he's like, yeah, it's a little dark. And then it became a dark comedy, but it wasn't billed as a dark comedy when it came out. It was just another Jim Carrey film. And I'm not even a Jim Carrey fan like that, but this damn movie here, holy moly, it was so damn funny. It was directed by
Matthew Broderick.
Ben Stiller. It's a Ben Stiller film.
You know what? Now that you say that, I think I did know that. Because I remember... when I found that out, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it's really, really good. I really, it's funny. And it's not, there's some over-the-top Jim Carrey scenes, but they're not those over-the-top Jim Carrey scenes that you're just like, you're getting secondhand embarrassment. Man, he does this one song. He sings the Jefferson Airplane song in the middle of this, in karaoke. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Oh, God. I'm like, oh, man, it's so funny.
It's embarrassing to you or you like it?
It's so funny, man. It's so surprising what he does. You're like, oh, my God, what is he doing? I mean... It's funny, man. I love that movie.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. I don't know if you would like it or not, but...
Probably not.
You know, you never know, Tiff. It's my number one for a reason.
Well, here's my problem. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't trust you. Mm-hmm. But I kind of don't trust you.
Okay, go on.
But also, sometimes, and this is probably true for you, too, if you haven't seen something from a period in which you were alive and able to see it, right? Mm-hmm. And you go back and you try to watch it, sometimes it just doesn't jive with you anymore because it was of it. Like, if you had seen it when it first came out or close to when it first came out, you would still like it today because you have, like, memories or you enjoyed it. You have the memory of enjoying it, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes you try to go back and you watch something from that time and you're like, this sucks.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. For me, I kind of got a superpower. I can kind of think about when this was made and not let it ruin me. But I know a lot of people can't because I hear some comments on, like, even some podcasts that I listen to, and I'm like, what? What the hell? Y'all, you can't judge it now, you know, of what's happening now, you know. So anyway.
Well, I'm not even talking about necessarily, like, offensive things, which definitely
No. That's not what I'm talking about, offensive things.
I'm just saying, like.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know. Something near and dear to somebody's heart would be something like from somebody's childhood or when they're a teenager and they mm-hmm. love that stuff. But then if they go back even further, you know, and then it, you know, it's something and they just don't get it, you know, because, you know, and it's just like, well, you gotta get it. You can't watch it like an old black and white film and, you know, what are you expecting? People, they're so boring. Well, cinema slow
just
back
different.
Then.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, very different. No, exactly. Right. So anyway, man, so on Tiff's Tiff had The Babysitter, Shaun of the Dead, Zombieland, and The Wolf of Snow Hollow for her four. Mm-hmm. I had the Gremlins. I have Gremlins, Get Shorty, Hot Fuzz, and Cable Guy. That's the list, man. You know? If you got a list, I would love to hear it. Interact with us, y'all.
Yeah, come on. Just tell me anything. You can just get on that Twitter and fart out whatever you want.
Yeah, and go ahead and do that. We'll read them on the show.
Yeah. I'll talk about you on the show. I'll say something really nasty about you.
Get out of here. So that is the list, man. We're going to take our final break and come back with the big kahuna, man.
All right.
I keep wanting to say an army of darkness. Army of the dead. There we go.
Army of the dead.
We'll be right back. All right, man, it's time to get the Big Daddy moving here. Army of the Dead 2021. This movie came out this year. Did something special. It was released in the theaters for like a week, and then it was brought over to Netflix. Rated R, 2 hours, 26 minutes, action, comedy, horror. Let's say, following a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas, man. It doesn't say man. A group of mercenaries take the ultimate gamble, venturing into the quarantine zone to pull off the greatest heist that has ever been attempted. That's a pretty bold statement right there. But
it's very bold.
Really, really bold. It stars Dave Bautista, Ella Purnell, Omari Hardwick, Anadela Rugla, Theo Rossi, and it just goes on. There's a lot of people in this damn movie. Well, what's my boy's name? Haruki? What's his name, Tim? Hiroki?
Sanada? Take it back up to the people. His name is Hiroyuki Sanada.
Hiroyuki Sanada. I would die in Japan. They
really, like, you didn't guess it.
We don't understand you, you fool. You know? So anyway, man, it's time for one word. Tiff, one word. What you got?
Boo.
Boo. B O O.
Boo.
Oh, did you say boom? Did you say boom? B O O M.
Boo. Boo.
I think you said boom.
Boo like a ghost. Boo.
I thought you said boo.
Boo. Boo. Okay. Boo, Zack Snyder. Boo.
Oh, wow. Tiff hit it hard.
I'm so angry. I cannot wait to talk about this shit. Please tell me that you loved it.
My one word is Busan, man.
Fuck me.
And I'll
How dare you?
I'll explain.
No.
Yeah, it's not the real, it's not the good Busan. It just felt like it was a straight ripoff of not Train to Busan, but Busan.
Oh, the second one.
Peninsula. Yeah, it was like.
Peninsula. Yeah, yeah, that was a bad movie, man.
Yeah, but it's like the same damn concept. Except
it
it's
is
not,
kind of a similar concept. You are correct.
Yeah, so that bothered me right out the gate. It was like, oh, guys, at least pick a good movie to rip off. Anyway.
You're going to copy someone's homework. You gotta make sure they have the right answers.
Something. So let's hit the spoilers, man.
Get it started. Spoiler alert, every fucking buddy.
Now, the movie starts off with a musical montage that.
Oh, Christ. Which, by the way, you remember how we talked about how all movies, all previews these days have a slowed down version, cover version of a song? This movie was like one long trailer because they had like three or four slowed down versions of cover songs.
And Tiffobot, you are 100% right. And it bothered me so bad. I'll tell you the worst one.
And the songs went on and on.
The worst one was Bad Moon Rising.
That was so bad.
Bad Moon Rising. I'm like, what the hell is happening? Yeah, I can't escape.
Plus, they didn't understand. Like, okay, so when you're in a movie, right? When you have a soundtrack,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the soundtrack was horrible.
For the most part, you play like 30 seconds of a song.
No, it went on forever.
And that seems a little long.
But you know something? That's a Zack Snyder thing. Think about it. Like, with the Justice League and stuff like that. He does stuff like that. He just plays
awful tunes. Well, I would also like to point
out
to everybody who's listening right now that everyone was like, "Ooh, the Snyder cut needed to be that long because of blah." This man doesn't know how to fucking make a short movie. This fucking movie is 2 hours and 30 fucking minutes long.
I would agree with you. It was a tad bit long.
Down. It is a stupid movie about zombies. It was, I don't need to be here for 2.5 hours.
It was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. That's for sure.
Fuck, man. When I saw the runtime, I nearly shit my britches.
I know you did, Tiffobot.
I don't know if if you listen to the show at all, you probably know that I actually really like zombie movies.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm aware
of them. Love them. I was actually really excited to watch this movie because it's hard, not hard to script a zombie movie, but like that, even if you're watching one that's not that great, there's things to enjoy about it.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Well,
let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it because I do have some positives to say about the movie, but.
Go on.
Yeah. The opening musical montage I loved. I loved.
Like, okay, and I understand that, like, yeah, that might have been an enjoyable part of the movie.
Yeah.
But also, tell me it was necessary. It wasn't. I would say the first 30 to 40 minutes of this movie where they tell us, they explain the zombie outbreak. I don't need to know how zombies came to be. I've seen enough. There's zombies exist in the cultural zeitgeist now. Don't need to. I don't care.
Okay. Well, this is where I'm going to totally disagree with you because I did like the beginning with the army dudes because, you know, they've shown you stuff like that before, how something started, some of these zombie things. But I thought it was kind of cool to have a point of reference. So we get that scene where they're with this convoy.
And how did that affect the rest of your knowledge of the movie?
Well, I thought it was cool. I dug it. That made me, I liked it. They had the couple in Vegas getting the blowjob, and I thought that was kind of unnecessary, but they had this accident, and then this dude comes out, and he kills all the soldiers, and, you know, then the montage start, And the I thought the montage, it looked, first of all, it looked phenomenal, you know, with the shooting of it. It was really well done. And that tune was actually pretty good, that Viva Las Vegas. Yeah, I was like, this is pretty good. And, you know, they just show, and then how they wove the stars of the movie into it eventually. Because at first it was just randos, and then they showed the stars. And then they showed a glimpse of their life, what they were doing on that day when it happened, and, you know, rescuing people and stuff. And I thought that was cool as shit.
Go ahead. I was very confused, and I want to know a question about this.
Yes.
What is the fucking timeline? How long has this been happening? When did they close off Las Vegas? Like, how long has Las Vegas been closed?
How long has it was falling and stuff, and they put the wall around it?
How long were they fucking in there for?
They never addressed that, Tiff, and so
they don't. But the reason I ask that is because it really affects the way that I think about the rest of the movie. We're like, why would they decide to bomb Las Vegas after 2 or 3 years? Why would people still be being kept in the camp after 2 or 3 years? Which, I mean, yeah, I understand all that shit. Like, why wouldn't you do it right away?
Well, but I think because they still had stragglers, you know, coming in and out and things like that.
Yeah, but they don't care about that because they were keeping them in camps, and then they killed everyone in the camps.
Well, the camp idea, I didn't mind. You said they killed everybody in the camps.
When they set that bomb off, that blew everybody up.
No. They evacuated everybody. That's why he was saying, we're getting ahead. They evacuated all those people. So that's why they had all those buses and stuff when they were all evacuating.
But how long were they there for? 6 months? A year? 2 days?
It's hard to tell. It would have took them a while to build that wall.
Because it seems like it was a long time.
Well, I couldn't tell, but the people looked the same. So,
And also, like, so they're saving these people from Vegas. Mm-hmm. This is so petty, but I will bring it up because, you know, I am petty. And that is some of the people, like, so particularly the one I remember the most is they saved that grocery store worker who was working even though there was zombies. I was very confused by that.
Well, I didn't get hung up on it that bad.
Whatever. It was fine. This part of the movie, sure. It's just introducing our characters.
Exactly.
Who I guess are military.
No.
Maybe?
No.
But if they're not military, then why would they be approached as a team?
Well, because I think they were heroes. I think they were stuck in there for a long time, and they rescued a lot of people together. You know, just happened. I think it just happened. They weren't military or anything like that. So they get out, and, you know, we have the rich man comes and finds Dave Bautista flipping burgers and stuff like that. You know, even though he was, like, held as the hero that saved all the people there. You know, I don't know why he wasn't in the camp and other people were. I couldn't explain that.
There's just like certain things, like we've discussed in the past. It's not that makes or breaks a movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But in a good movie, those are the things you can overlook because the rest of it's so good.
Now I'm
in a bad movie, you start to zero in on that shit.
Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you what they did do right, Tiff.
Okay.
They did a montage putting the team together. I dug this part.
I like the team get together. I thought... That could have been a little bit longer. I could have gotten to know the team a little bit better, and they could have trimmed some of the fat on other areas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and for the most part, I really liked all the actors and the characters on the team. I mean,
yeah, I did not mind their, you know, we've got this badass
Latina lady
pilot. And,
the badass pilot, right. Everybody was badass.
Hard ass guy who uses a cutter, which, by the way, so some of the stuff when I was watching this movie, I was like, these are just plot devices. So that they can do this shit later, which is fucking stupid. I shouldn't be able to see your plot devices. So, for instance, the coolest guy in the whole film, the black guy.
Oh, of course. Yeah. 100%. So cool. 100%. But I did love the nerd, too. I love the nerd. I did love the nerd.
The safe cracker.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite three people are the black guy.
And the safe cracker.
Hispanic guy with the blonde hair.
And I didn't think I was going to like him, Tiff, but I ended up liking him a lot.
I love him. I love that actor. He's in some shows that I like, and I really like him, and I was kind of glad to see him in a big, kind of a big budget movie. And the Safecracker. I liked those three characters, that they had a good rapport.
Let me just say this. Bravo for the characters, because the characters were
bringing them to life.
So interesting. I just didn't care for the daughter at all, and that whole
she
thing going
so
on.
She was so fucking annoying. Like, those, you wanted him to keep your zombie mom alive? You knew there were zombies?
No, that wasn't her problem. She explained that. But what got me was that whole living inside the camp. Now, why was our boy Shades in this movie, Tiff?
he didn't even have a big part, but I would say that he was way more recognizable than 25% of the people.
All I'm saying is that Shades,
he's
playing one asshole after another now.
Yes, he's typecast as a butthole. He's an asshole. And also, it was really weird because, like, he called someone a racist Hispanic slur, and he's Latin.
Oh,
right?
Big time. Yeah. Yeah. But we do that tough. You know, we do.
I was
that.
Like, what? I guess he's white. He could be white passing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People might assume he's white.
No, he wasn't.
I wouldn't think so either, but, like, I thought that was weird. But so. Part of my problem with this movie was that, like, okay, so that guy, what is that guy's name? See, I don't know any of their names. Who? There's just so many people.
Who, Shades?
The black guy. Do you know his name?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot his name. Was it?
I know. It's because, like, it's because there's so many characters, but they don't really spend a lot of time saying their names. But his weapon of choice during the zombie outbreak initially was, like, a buzzsaw.
Oh, Vanderhoe, I think is his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he had a buzzsaw during the initial infection that he would use, and which is the stupidest weapon.
You know what I always think when I see stuff like that?
What?
They're using these weapons that splash blood everywhere, and their mouths are open and shit. And that's, you're
going to get infected.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I always think.
But also, I think, like, you'd have to – it's so – and. And I think that's probably because of the popularity of, like, a lot of video games where sometimes you'll lose your long range weapon and be forced to use a close range weapon.
Yes, exactly.
That happens in a lot of zombie video games.
Yes.
But in this particular instance, and I'm going to skip ahead to mention just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They bring that in there like it's his baby, where he's like, I'm going to be using this. He never uses it. And then they use it to escape later. So it's just a plot device.
He didn't use it. Not one time. No,
so
he
I was
didn't.
Like, okay. So basically what you're saying is this is a fucking plot device. And I don't like that. I shouldn't be able to see. It's kind of like seeing someone's
Jeff.
Fucking.
That was a
I don't
huge
know.
Plot device. Because they like, focused on that the whole. I thought he was.
Yeah,
gonna...
they were like, they showed it multiple times. They talked about it. I was like, I guess something's going to happen where, like, he kills a zombie and it. Can only anyway
they get the team back together. I mean, they get the team together
and they add some new folks
and right
and they're they, like, come do something as dangerous as we're doing, but we're only gonna give you $2.
Oh, that would have did the same thing. Shit.
And here's the thing though, like, if someone came to you and was like, hey, we're gonna go into this zombie, so they give the safe cracker $250,000, they're gonna give him $250,000.
Yes.
I'd be like, no, that's not enough for me to go into a zombie infested, you know what I mean? Like, because you can't stop working with $250,000. You have to keep working.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so they get all this team together. And then another thing that bothered me, which is so fucking stupid, they go and they meet Bly Tanaka, the guy who owns the fucking hotel. And what has happened, the plot of this movie is that, like, the U.S. government has returned $200 million to him. Because what he's saying
Tiff,
is that, like, hey, I couldn't access it. But now there's $200 million.
Tiff, that was weak. That was weak. Because $250 million ain't even enough to do what they were talking about. I was like, why would he care about $250 million?
It's bananas.
Yeah.
And then, the safe. We'll talk about the safe when we get there. So the money is not accounted. It's no longer, it's free and clear, basically. Then go get this money. He's like, go in there, give me $150 million. You guys split the rest or whatever. Now, I have no idea why he even had a model made of that hotel, because they did not use that hotel model in any way.
Well, they showed the helicopter on top, but then
I do
like the part when
helicopters on top. Like, the thing about it is that, like, it's like somebody explained to Zack Snyder what a heist movie was like.
Yeah. Well.
And he'd never seen one.
Yeah.
He just made it.
And the woman did make the comment that I did like when she said, when Peters was like, you know, you spent all your money on your damn model, but this damn helicopter here was total shit. I like that. That was fine to me. But let's focus here, because these creatures show up. So they got these zombies, and then we find out there's a zombie hybrid, kind of like
fuck me.
No, it was exactly kind of like it was in that Will Smith movie where he was the only man alive and stuff, and these vampiric zombies. I Am Legend. It was like that. They had like a structure. They weren't mindless zombies and stuff, and I kind of enjoyed that because I get tired of the mindless zombie thing, you know.
Sure. And then they're they're turning people, but they don't kill them necessarily because they just want more zombies, kind of is what the impression that I got.
Yeah, they were recruiting, and so...
And there's, like, the king and queen of the zombies.
Exactly. Now, So they did that, and it was like, yes. It was different. I'm not saying that I thought it was great, but I just said it was different. So I was like, at least it's just not blah, you know.
How many times do you think that we saw her jump down and land with her legs
open? With her legs open? She did it like so many times.
They're like, can you do anything weird? She, you know? Also, you guys, when this, and I don't know how you thought, I was like, oh, she's pregnant.
Oh, I knew that immediately.
I was like, this is so fucking stupid. And nothing comes of that. Like, they do show, I guess he gets mad, but he was already going to kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's even more mad,
It could have just been his woman, just like it's I Am Legend.
Zombie wife.
Yeah.
And so what they say, they go in there and they make a sacrifice of Shades.
It was I didn't expect that. I thought that was cool. I was either. Like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. She's terrible.
I thought he was going to become a good guy.
I knew he wasn't going to be no good guy.
But then as soon as he got drug away and turned into a zombie, I was like, oh, the final confrontation between the girl, daughter.
We knew that.
Is going to be him because he was already her antagonist. You know what I mean? Like, some of the stuff is so fucking predictable, which is, again, I don't need my zombie movie to not be predictable. It's going to be good. So, what'd you think about that zombie tiger there, Montana?
You know,
it didn't look bad.
I didn't think it looked bad. I didn't mind it. And, you know, I like how ferocious it was. And, you know, they kept showing it. The biggest problem with the zombie was that Dieter kept saying, that ain't right. So you knew that he was going to get taken out by.
Yeah, so some of the stuff is just like really heavy handed.
Yeah. So they get to Vegas. And I will say that the best thing about this movie is the look of it, Tiff. I mean, it's shot beautifully. Everything looks gorgeous and stuff, you know. And, you know, they finally get the money and then everything gets turned to shit. Why did that girl leave? You know, he knew she was going to leave. I would have never brought her ass in there. And those two people, they didn't even make it. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I was like, I thought that too. I was like, first off, no fucking way do they survive this long. Second off, why didn't they try to run away?
Okay, here's my biggest thing that I can say. Right, they didn't try to run away. They were pretty much left alone with Shades, who was a fresh zombie. So they all go because they they kill the woman and he's mad and they got this army coming to them, right? And so I like how nimble the zombies were and they could think. I thought that was cool. But,
right, they're fast.
Yeah, but what gets me is like when they get there, they're on top of that building. The coyote gets killed, right? They take off in a helicopter. And he's down the stairs and on a horse with his army behind him and get it to the hotel before they do.
How?
I was like, how? They're in a helicopter. It's right across the street. What is
wrong? No fucking way.
Yeah.
So additionally, two things I think we should talk about. Because there really isn't that much to say about this movie because it just kind of happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they open the safe to get the fucking money out.
Oh, let me go back real quick. Why didn't the lady, when she got betrayed by Dieter, why didn't she, like, you know, Dieter did this? You know, she just died and, you know, they let that dude live.
Listen, everything about this is shitty.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't. I was like, wow, she wouldn't have said nothing?
So they get in the safe. They get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting out. They're all trying to leave.
Now I'm in love, too. We had a love thing and...
Yeah.
I'm going to die immediately after I tell you.
It's very bizarre, too, because it's very sudden.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I thought that I ruined that a long time ago. I'm like, so that was another reason why I wondered how long it had been. Because, like, has it been a year and you've been fucking this woman, or you fucked her in the past, or did you fuck her while you still had a wife? Because that was part of the sentimentality of this movie, was that you were so broken up about that.
Tiff, I think it's been a few years, honestly.
Why, though?
Yeah, I mean.
Anyway, I think you're right, because Las Vegas looked like it had been slowly decaying, and there had been mention of several trips of people trying to get money.
Yeah. And we knew that, and we knew the betrayer was going to be the betrayer. And I just can't.
Right.
If we knew it so much, you know, one thing I did like
surprises.
One thing I did like that they did that they kind of cleaned shit up was he was there for the zombie head and shit, because he was like, $250,000 $1 million is nothing, man. Why would y'all, you know, it never made no sense. So then it was like, okay, that at least makes some sense that they
But then it also wouldn't make sense that he would, like, I guess he would leave them behind. That might be his orders, right? Because they don't want anyone to know that he took the zombie head. So, like, why wouldn't he just kill him in the beginning and take the head and go out? Like, why would you even go so deep?
Why even betray them? I mean, you got your zombie head. Just
exactly
play the, like, role and get on out of
you,
here.
Why would you return that to your boss?
Right.
It could be yours.
And there's,
if you're willing to shit on people.
And there's more, what do you call it? It's safety in numbers. So these people were good at what they did. I wouldn't have betrayed any of them.
And honestly, like, he didn't even check the bag until it was too late.
Yeah.
But the safe thing, particularly, they get in. Of course, the zombies come down. They can't escape. For some reason, Dieter has become such not Dieter. The safecracker has become such good friends with the black guy.
I like that.
He saves his life.
I like
do too.
That.
I didn't
like
see that coming. I didn't hate that. Mm-hmm. But I still didn't get enough of a good vibe between them yet for that sacrifice to make sense to
me. I kind of did when they were.
Well, why didn't he get in the safe with him?
Oh, I don't know why he did. I thought they were throwing them both in there, you know.
That's what confused me, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so then, fine, he's in the safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does he get out of that safe?
Well, the nuclear bomb went, and that was probably the safest place in the world to be.
Yeah, yes, but if the safe survives the nuclear blast,
yeah,
how do you get out of it?
Well, doesn't mean the back of the walls and stuff might not have crumbled underneath.
Yeah, well, then you'd be dead.
Well, no. It could have that actually didn't bother me. You know him.
But I mean, then it doesn't matter.
But what gets me is everybody on who escaped died. Everybody.
Every single person besides the annoying daughter.
The annoying daughter makes it out, and then the brother comes out. You know, and I'm like, well, he would be.
And I liked that. That was like, okay, that's the one part of the movie that I liked, and I did not like the way the movie ended. I would have preferred it to be different.
He would have been sizzling in radioactivity, though. He wouldn't have survived.
He had radioactive issues.
Yeah.
First and foremost, as would everybody in that helicopter. Like that helicopter would have been disintegrated. It wouldn't have just been like blown further down. And not only that, another problem that I had. I'm sorry, I'm getting fucking worked up. Another problem that I had was that fucking helicopter went. Had a fucking hell of a fucking crash. And she got out and she was like, oh, I'm limping.
Yeah. And
yeah, bullshit. You'd be fucking decapitated.
What happened to the lady that she had with her? Because I didn't see, I even rewound it.
I think we just assume she's dead.
Yeah, because they didn't really show it. And so the brother gets out, he's on the plane, and then all of a sudden, he finds out
he has a bite.
Yeah, and I was like, why would they?
Fuck oh, you.
Man. Y'all, you know what would have been so cool if the brother did make it?
If he became a superhero because he had radiation?
Oh, no. Just if he mismade it.
Zombie Annihilator.
The whole time we're watching this thing, we're like, well, we know he going to die. You know, the minorities never make it out, you know. So I thought he was going to survive, but nobody survived except for the annoying daughter.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, good for them. They didn't kill the black guy. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, it would have been better if he was going to die. It would have been better if they would have showed him, like, he gets on the plane, he has a drink of the champagne, and when he pulls it, this is gross, but when he pulls it back from his mouth, there's, like, a tooth has fallen out. Because he's got radioactive.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you would just be like, oh, why is that happening? And then you'd realize that he's got radioactive poisoning.
Well, yeah, he should have been cooking. He would have been cooking the people that he was around.
Right. So, yeah. Like, that was part of my problem with it. But also, like, another part of my problem with this general movie the whole time was that it is another plot device, or at least at the convenience of Zack Snyder, was be how long it took for somebody to become a zombie.
Yeah. Because
right. It was
inconsistent.
Like that guy.
It wasn't consistent at all.
Walked out.
Yeah.
It's been days.
Yeah.
Probably a day at least.
Yeah.
And he hadn't turned yet. And he didn't turn until he realized that he'd been bitten. I'm like, is that part of the process?
No, because like, look how fast the Scott Ward character, he turned like instantly, you know, just, you know, it's like, wow. So I don't get it, you know?
So it's just like whatever makes the plot work, which I don't like.
Yeah.
There has to be rules. Otherwise I start to notice that you have like these little plot holes and issues.
Yeah, it was very sloppy, that's for sure. Very sloppy.
So, like, yeah, I didn't... But did you know there's already plans for a prequel to this? A prequel and an animated series.
Oh, wow. Huh.
They really fucking got their nuts.
Yeah, they went deep. They're going deep with it. Yeah, it wasn't a good movie, y'all. But, yeah, I mean...
And here's the thing. I think I can be more forgiving of a bad movie if it wasn't so long. They could have cut out an hour of that movie.
Look, Zach like his music, man. I don't blame him. He like his music, but he likes some shitty music. That's all I got to say. Well, I'm sitting there listening to this music like, please, please, I'm dying
come
here.
On. Yes, please stop.
Right.
I'm innocent.
Right. And the scenes just play out so slow because they got this tune on. You know, you're just like, God, this is terrible. Anyway, man, avoid it. But it is pretty. I mean,
I
it's a pretty.
I bet there's some people who like it.
I bet you some people like it too. I mean, you know, they's like, oh, it's a mindless zombie movie, but it was really bad. Like, I lost it when the guy was on a horse already, going galloping down the street. I was like, how the hell is he on that horse and about to be at the hotel, and they're flying directly there? You know?
You guys, I don't know if Zack Snyder knows this, but helicopters are really fast.
Oh, here's another thing that bothered the shit out of me. Dave Bautista, how did you find them people in that hotel?
We talked about that too. How did his daughter find them?
Huge.
How did she find them?
Right.
She found, okay, I guess Dave Bautista found them because he heard the gunshots. Right. That makes a little bit more sense. She didn't. She fucking what? You went through all 500 fucking rooms.
I know. You're. I was like, wow, man. So you filtered your way.
You didn't get caught by a zombie.
Not at all. So anyway, that's my last complaint.
Fuck you.
It was stuff like that that I normally forget. You know, sometimes I'll be forgiven of stuff like that. But no.
You would normally forgive it, right?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
Especially you, no offense, because you're much more forgiving than I am. But it's, we've discussed this, and I think that we hit on the perfect plot. The perfect reasoning is that a good movie is good and has details that make you forget that you're watching a movie, or that like that there might have been a plot hole and you're just forgive it because there's it's surrounded by other good things.
Yeah.
A bad movie makes you start to like you can't pay attention to the plot or ignore the problems because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
they're so egregious.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I can't stop paying attention to the shitty stuff that's happening.
And I guess the biggest unforgivable thing was like all of that bad shit happened. Them running down the stairs, the running up the stairs, finding the people, all within 20 minutes. And it was like, no, it's going to take you 20 minutes to walk down them stairs. Holy shit.
No shit. Has anyone, okay, another behind the scenes for folks is that, like, I go to Vegas often.
Yeah.
I mean, pre-pandemic, et cetera.
Yeah.
Probably once a year I go, and at least once a year. And Vegas is notorious for you will be at one part of the strip, which is where they were on the strip. And you will look at something and you'll be like, oh, I'm going to walk to fucking Planet Hollywood. And you're like, we'll be there in 5 minutes. No, you fucking won't. You'll be there 35 minutes to an hour later.
Wow.
Like, cause it's just so much, it's like an optical illusion cause everything is so big.
Yeah.
So like, that's another problem with that horse situation where it's like, he was probably like actually like 2 miles down the strip.
I saw the helicopter flying down the street. The dude was on a horse with a horde of zombies behind him. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, how we get down there so fast?
So, like my favorite. So, and I will. Okay. So, now I will say something nice about this movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
One thing I liked about this movie, it was consistent throughout the whole movie.
What's that?
Was that nobody was like, I can't do it. I can't mercy kill someone.
Oh, no. They
all
that
were just like,
quickness.
That guy was bit. Pop.
Yeah, bam. Then people in the car in that montage, it's the same thing. They was like, pop, pop. I was like, bam.
In the montage, they see a guy roll up, and he's got a bite on his arm, and she's like, pop. And then she just kills the person that's with him because she can't trust him.
Yeah, she's like, ah, nah, hell no. Okay. See y'all later.
That's legitimate, right? That's how you would react if you were a mercenary.
Yeah.
During this kind of a crisis. You can't take risks like that. So I did appreciate that particular point.
Yeah, it wasn't good, y'all. Anyway, man.
Anyway.
That is going to do it, man. I know we chewed this one up. And if you like this movie, you know, to each his own, man. You know, but nah. So, man, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Mr. Button all the way up to the top. Actually, it's Montego. And with me is my sensitive co-host, Sensitive. Say goodbye to the people this week, too.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Don't know what we're going to do next week. Maybe we'll do Spiral or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. That's going to do it. That's it and that's all. Until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.
Yeah.